are ready when we get there, and when we can't pick them up, they deliver them right to the house.
They're more than a pharmacy to me. They're more like family. The staff at Adams knows my name when I walk in the door, and have even called to wish me a happy birthday.
Yeah, they go the extra mile. You know, during this time of uncertainty, it's comforting to know that Adams Drugs will be there for us when we have questions about our prescriptions.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you.
And now a star is born. On July 9th, 1954, the world welcomed Shark Tank's Mr. Wonderful, Kevin O'Leary.
Well, Mom, your water broke, contractions started, your cervix dilated, and he made his way down the birth canal. And for that reason, he's out.
Kevin O'Leary, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's four.
News, I'm Rich Dennison. The Supreme Court today ruling New York prosecutors can see President Trump's financial records, but prevented for the time being a Democrat-led congressional committee from obtaining similar documents.
The Supreme Court, including the president's appointees, have declared that he is not above the law.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the president on Twitter, calling the cases political prosecution. Dr. Anthony Fauci, a member of the White House Coronavirus Task Force, on the Journal podcast, saying states seeing a rise in new infections should consider re-implementing mitigation efforts.
I think any state that is having a serious problem, that state should seriously look at shutting down. Not for me to say, because each state is different.
There are now more than 3 million confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the U.S., with more than 132,000 deaths. America is listening to Fox News.
You are talking about the nonsensical ravings of a lunatic mind.
Now you can look and feel sexy during the pandemic. Introducing the Victoria's Secret COVID-19 Thong Mask Collection. They're sleek, they're sheer, and they're literally just the same strings we use for our thongs. Only now, you drape them under your nose and above your lips and around your ears. Now available in black, leopard lace, and champagne. And don't forget the matching bra and panties. The Victoria's Secret COVID-19 Thong Mask Collection. Warning, it is not recommended that you wear Victoria's Secret COVID-19 thong masks in public.
Big Ten today announced that they're moving to a conference-only model for football. I got to tell you, I don't see games with fans in the stands. What's going to happen magically at the end of August that's going to make it different for football, especially since you absolutely have full contact in that sport between the players and
no social distancing in football.
Here's my suggestion. Don't call it football. Call it a protest, and they'll let you do whatever the hell you want. Nobody will ask any questions. Just call it a protest, or it's brought to you by whatever, Antifa, BLM, and everybody will look the other way.
Sure.
Because that's how it works in this country right now, and it sucks.
Mm-hmm.
It sucks. Baseball, Terry is asking.
Baseball.
Opening day is 2 weeks from today. I will be off that day to watch the Yankees and Washington Nationals.
Cool.
No, I'll be here. But we may have the game on.
That's doable.
I may have the game on. Oh, yeah, purely politically, you think it is? Don't, you know, this is what gets me. If there was probable cause to go get Trump's taxes, that's fine.
Yeah, if he had done something.
But there's no probable cause here. This is nothing more than a glorified fishing trip.
Another one. Yeah, another one.
And if nothing else, you know that it's all going to get leaked out by that Manhattan DA because they're rabidly anti-Trump.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I don't know what you've read, but I saw something the other day that indicates that over 1 million people have left New York City.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're getting out. You can't blame them.
Why stay?
Exactly.
A lot of the business that's done there can now be done remotely. That's going to have a lasting impact across the whole business landscape because so many businesses found, hey, we don't need to pay for all this office space. We can have our employees work remotely and stuff.
Yep. That's what they've been doing for the last 6 months. Might as well keep doing it.
Yeah. But when do you think they're going to have a vaccine for this, and do you think the vaccine is the ultimate goal?
A lot of people do. A lot of people believe it's going to be the mark of the beast, that it's going to have nanotechnology in it. It certainly looks that way to me. Either that, or they're going to push and push and push, like we were talking outside on break, to a point where the silent majority are silent no more, and we finally stand up. And then we have basically a civil war, martial law, and then the UN comes in. So one of those two scenarios, I think, is where this is headed.
You know, we have seen this mass insanity, and
good way to put it.
Unless I'm missing something, I've only seen two. You know, we hear Second Amendment. Well, I've seen that couple in St. Louis who are, have they been arrested? I know they were being investigated, standing on their property with their firearms, and the media didn't show you that they were being menaced by.
Not at all. They didn't show you the metal gate that they broke to get in there to them. The thugs broke to get to them. They didn't show any of that.
A couple of Antifa protesters, two women, are on I-5 in Seattle, and this guy, I don't know if they ran out in front or if they tried to jump in his car and he kept going. He's been charged with aggravated manslaughter. Why is that? What are you supposed to do when people look like they're trying to do you harm?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's like the lady in Indianapolis. Where they had that kerfuffle a couple of days ago, and there were people trying to pull her out of the vehicle and breaking her window, but they said she ran over some protesters.
She's the one that had the baby in the car, child in the car? Or is that another
one?
There's been so many.
Protesters, get out of the damn street.
If you read the law on that, it's hard to tell what your rights are. Basically, if you feel like your life is in danger, then you have every right to do what you have to do, get out of harm's way. But
I would think that would be the case.
Somebody's ripping you from the vehicle.
Yeah. You know,
in fact, there's stuff online training people on how to do that, how to stop a vehicle, remove the occupant, how to harm them. Why is that being allowed? I just don't get it. But outside of those couple of examples where people stood their ground, I'm not seeing a whole lot of pushback.
No.
Anywhere.
The scary part to me, folks, is it's not that the bad people are doing these things. They've always done these things. But the problem is it used to be stopped in its tracks by the powers that shouldn't be. They used to stop this. They're not stopping it anymore, and that scares me more than anything. It's like they're facilitating it. Mm-hmm. That's what truly scares me about this country right now.
Defund the police and everything else. It's
don't
just
do
insane.
That. That's insane.
Well, we'll see how all of that stuff. I don't think that stuff's going to play very well here.
No.
And I also read a blog. Trying to keep up with everything is almost impossible.
It's information overload right now, Greg.
So far, these protesters have stayed away from areas where they know people own guns that are very red.
Exactly.
And they're staying in. And I have to wonder what the hell people in, like, Minneapolis are thinking. They had a huge amount of destruction there.
Mm-hmm.
You got Ilhan Omar. Why hasn't she been arrested?
That's
she's in this country illegally. She married her brother, and now she, you know, money from her campaign being funneled to the guy she's married to now, and nothing. Crickets chirping. William Barr, get away from the buffet for a day and start prosecuting some people. Announce some charges. Mr. Durham, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah.
It took Congress a week to put an impeachment together against the President of the United States. What are you doing? Give us something to feel good about. Hang a few of these bastards.
Absolutely.
And now here's Terry Adams with some great ways to get away from all this craziness.
I tell you what, I guess people are really wanting to get away from this because we're blowing and going with motorcycles, off-road vehicles. Everybody's stepping up to a side-by-side just so they can get away from this. And that's really cool because you can buy a Polaris or a Kawasaki that have the two big seats. You can carry six people, plus you have a dump bed behind you. You can go camping, take your family, just get out of the middle of nowhere and get away from all this mess. And apparently people are listening because they're doing it. And I love it. You know, this country, we're so fortunate to live in the greatest country on the face of the earth. And we're going through some issues right now. But, you know, the cool thing is, living where we live right now in Alabama, the freedoms that we're afforded with the lakes, and we have the Gulf on one end of the state, have mountains on the other end. This is a beautiful state to get out and discover. If it's on two wheels, four wheels, or even a jet ski, we have such beautiful bodies of water around us. We're so fortunate to have the freedoms to enjoy this stuff, folks. I highly suggest you do it while we have it. It's kind of how I look at it. Right now, Kawasaki's going to help you with huge rebates, up to $2,000 rebates, plus free debit cards they'll give you when you buy a mule. Polaris is kind of doing the same thing with their big rebates on the Rangers. Everything is on sale. Suzuki's got stuff on sale. The Japanese are trying to help the American economy get back blowing and going, so we got big rebates. We got super low interest rates. Kayla can get you approved. We just got everything going on right now, Greg.
Get your credit app started at AdamsMotorsports.com. Also, browse the pre-owned inventory that's in stock. And go by and get your deal. It's Thursday. He can have you on the lake tomorrow.
Yes, you will be on the water tomorrow. Absolutely.
So stop by and see Terry and his team, Adams Motorsports, 528 Northeastern Boulevard, the bypass at Ackle, 24-7, AdamsMotorsports.com for the much-beloved and glorious Prime Minister of Playtime, Terry Adams. Local news, then we're going to play that Tucker Carlson clip where he annihilates Don Lemon from CNN.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. In Tuskegee, a death investigation is underway after a body was found in the 500 block of North Elm Street. The body was found the morning of July 8th. Tuskegee police identify the man as 60-year-old Charles Belford of Tuskegee. The cause of the death is pending. Plus, Alabama law enforcement agency officials say they investigated 8 deaths during the 4th of July holiday period from 12 a.m. Friday, July 3rd, to midnight, Sunday, July 5th. Elliott troopers in the Marine Patrol Division investigated 2 drownings, and troopers in the Highway Patrol Division investigated 6 traffic fatalities. And Covington County Sheriff Blake Terman says he has tested positive for COVID-19. The sheriff made the announcement in a Facebook post late Wednesday night. Sheriff Terman says other than having no taste or smell, he feels fine and has been quarantined. He says despite his absence, the department will continue operating as normal. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Those of you who have been to DBDailyUpdate.com already today know about this. Tucker Carlson just ripped a new one on Don Lemon last night. It's a short clip, so let's give it a listen.
Now, if you're running a channel like CNN, you want dumb people on TV because they're compliant. They'll say what they're told. They'll tell the audience what the moment demands. They will never stray from the script, and that's exactly what Mr. Lemon is doing. But just 7 years ago, it was a different country, and people were kind of allowed to say what they thought was true.
Yeah.
And so at the time, here's what Don Lemon was saying about black communities. Watch this.
More than 72% of children in the African-American community are born out of wedlock. That means absent fathers. And the studies show that lack of a male role model is an express train right to prison. And the cycle continues. So please, black folks, as I said, if this doesn't apply to you, I'm not talking to you. Pay attention to and think about what has been presented in recent history as acceptable behavior. Pay close attention to the hip-hop and rap culture that many of you embrace, a culture that glorifies everything I just mentioned, thug and reprehensible behavior, a culture that is making a lot of people rich, just not you, and it's not going to.
Wow. Can you imagine what would happen if Don Lemon or his bodybuilding buddy over there, any of these hair hats, said something like that on CNN Tonight or MSNBC? That would be their last live broadcast ever. They'd be fired immediately. You can't express views like that. And so they don't. Tells you a lot.
And a significant thing there is that what he said was the truth. Mm-hmm. And that may have been the last time you heard the truth on CNN.
The only time I've ever heard it.
On any topic. Mm-hmm. 4:15. Lots of folks are turning to refis, especially those who experienced a tight squeeze during the shutdown and everything else. There may be an avenue for you to get some relief through your home. And Morris Capuano is the guy you want to call to get that ball rolling. Or if you're looking to buy, you know, smart play before you pick a place out is to get pre-approved. Morris can handle that. Morris, temperamentally, is the best suited guy to lead, especially a newcomer, through the mortgage process. I mean, we've used him several times, but he's just got that. He is a walking, talking, calm pill. He knows what he's doing. He's very aggressive on behalf of the people that pick him to get a mortgage. But getting pre-approved gives you additional leverage when you do go out to shop for a home. And if a couple of trouble spots turn up in running credit, he can help you navigate those, get those out of the way so you can experience and enjoy home ownership. And for most people, that means you pay probably paying less per month to live in a better place with a tax deduction on first mortgage interest. Call Morris at 409-9300. Renaissance Bank is an equal housing lender. Their NMLS number is 88697. And again, Morris's number, it's the last one I want you to hear, 409-9300. He is outstanding at what he does. I'm going to make a couple of quick programming changes here because we had a traffic situation, serious one that developed a few minutes ago. So let's go first down to Skipper, and then we'll get Rich's forecast in. I really don't feel like roll calling today. Can we?
That's fine.
Okay, good.
I understand.
Well, good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, we're getting back to normal around the area. Most of the accidents that we've been reporting on are just about cleaned up or taken care of. And we have got a lot of cars on the road. The boulevard is congested all the way around the city. Taylor Road is just slammed from Atlanta Highway to Vaughan. I-65 and 85, there are a lot of cars on the interstate today. I'm not sure what's happening, but we've got moderate to heavy traffic through downtown Montgomery. I know my ride in this afternoon was just slammed. Use caution, buckle up. We'll keep you updated. Invisible Fence is following all recommendations to sanitize and to keep you and your pets safe. Everything's wiped down. Call Vicky at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Support your local food bank with a donation today at hashtag Together Alabama. Now more than ever, people are relying on the help from others. I'm Stuart Vance, reminding everyone we are in this together, Alabama.
The runoff election for both parties is July 14th. This is Montgomery County Probate Judge J.C. Love. Because of the COVID-19 pandemic and the rising number of cases, we encourage you to vote absentee. The deadline to apply for an absentee ballot is July 9th, and they must be received by July 13th. If you are voting in person, you must respect our safety rules. The public interest is best served by participation in elections, and the right to vote is essential to our democracy. The virus can't stop our vote.
Hi, this is Larry Stevens from Montgomery Paint and Body. For over 35 years, the Turner family at MPB has been repairing your vehicles good as new, maybe better, after a collision. And for just about all those 35 years, I've entrusted my vehicles to MPB because I know they will do it right. Donnie Holly and Brandon Turner are open at this time to take care of your vehicle repairs. But a lot has changed since MPB opened their doors. Insurance companies do things differently when it comes to a claim for body repair. To help save time, MPB asks that you call ahead to schedule an appointment to come in. By doing so, they can discuss your provider's procedures and save time when you stop in and help get your repairs moving quicker. For me and thousands of others, from little fender benders to total body repair, MPB has repaired our vehicles good as new, maybe better. The Turner family is praying that everyone stays safe from COVID-19, but they also pray your drives are safe. When you need Montgomery Paint and Body, call 279-7325. That's 27REC with a W.
Sounds like a job for AC.
It's Christmas in July, and when you turn to the experts at AC by LaCroix, they have presents for you. Choose between a free Yeti cooler, a free Wi-Fi thermostat, or a free air cleaner. Purchase a new carrier system and have your pick. Also get 0% financing with approved credit on new carrier systems. ACByLaCroix.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by LaCroix.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. I think the big story over the next few days will be somewhat fewer storms on the radar and hotter temperatures. Scattered thunderstorms will still be around well into the evening hours before they fade out overnight. Low temperature in the mid-70s. Then for tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, a little hotter each day, like 93 tomorrow, mid-90s on Saturday and Sunday. I think we'll be close to, if not exceeding, the 105 danger range on the heat index. And scattered thunderstorms will still be around. They will be most numerous, of course, in the afternoon and evening hours. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Young people, acting stupid. Young people, getting COVID. Young people are gonna make you sick. They go out to bars with no mask. The virus spreads and it's gonna last. They're getting corona, but they won't quarantine. Never follow rules, so they get COVID-19. Well, I don't want no young people. Idiot, dumb people, diseased and drunk people around here.
Now, I have inside sources here in the city who tell me that the reason we've had the surge here is because once things started to get lifted, there were a lot of house parties, bars that were packed elbow to elbow and things like that. But you're never, ever going to hear that. Gotta wear a mask! I want to check in on something we put up on Facebook this morning. Jesse Lynn, our new addition to the morning show, was written up in the Montgomery Advertiser today.
Yeah, really? I heard.
And they didn't say anything ugly about me, which made me feel really
That's
good.
That's a good thing. That's a win-win there.
Although the the headline, "Make Room, Guys." Nobody had to push this out of the way for Jesse Lynn. She's great. We wanted to do this a while back, but the virus hit and everything shut down, so we had to wait a little bit. I love the way the boss referred to me, Jay, and Rich as three sausages.
Really?
Yeah. I can't imagine what that was a metaphor for. So we're, you know, we want to hang a new name on the show. We've already done Three Men and a Lady. So I put that to our listeners. It's a contest of sorts. And here are some of the names that have been suggested. A Bunch of Bulls and a Cowgirl.
Yeah.
She's a great country singer, that's for sure. The Morning Roundup or Jesse Lynn and the Herd.
Yeah.
It makes no difference to me. You'll notice that neither show has ever had my name on it. It's Happy Hour in the Afternoon. It's the morning show. It's because I don't want to take the blame for it if it sucks. Now,
3 minutes.
Mark Cumby came up with a bunch.
I love Cumby.
My favorite was the BLTs, Budell, Lynn, Thomas, and Scott. Sounds like a law firm. The Wall Street Gang, which is kind of cool because we actually do broadcast from Wall Street. Three Men and a Superstar. First, I thought it said the Whitey Bunch, but it's the Witty Bunch. Jesse is a Cherokee.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Awesome. So is my wife. So, cool.
Is that so?
Yes. We're,
by the way, she's going to be our special Wednesday night guest at Baumhauer's, I think, this coming Wednesday.
My wife?
No,
no,
Jesse
she's
Lynn.
Always special.
Okay, I wasn't sure.
We
wow.
revere Lynn, heard. You know that.
Jesse Lynn.
All right, Stephen Ruiz, Mornings with Jesse, Chase, and three other guys. Yeah, the dog. We got to get the dog in there, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Speaking, I was going to post the picture, but I can't because it's on my phone, which is charging in my car because my charger up here. Apple, you suck. You make it's $20 to buy one of your stupid chargers, and mine haven't even lasted 6 months.
How old's your phone? What model is it? The newest or oldest or
It's an iPhone 1.
Yeah, it's 4 years
well,
old.
You know, it's Apple 4 years old. It's a little old.
Apple got in trouble for putting software in the phones that make them harder to charge and harder to work, so to push customers to move up to the next.
Is there a law firm I can call?
I know there's a class action lawsuit against them.
Hey, I love Amber Moncrief. Lady and the Tramps. Ooh! Probably get sued by Disney.
Probably.
But I do like that. Lady and the Tramps. Let's see. Beauty and the Beast. That's good, too. Both of those work. Three lunatics and a lady. That's fine. As long as you understand that when Rich is in weather mode, he's not a lunatic. He's got a great sense of humor. You have no idea how many times he'll drop a little bomb.
Oh, his timing is impeccable.
During the morning show, and he knows he's done this because you can see his face glowing over the computer here.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like a second sunrise here in the studio. Keep it what it was, three men and a lady. I'm not against that. I was just thinking maybe some of the Breakfast Bunch. Mm-mm. Let's see. Chasing and talking. Thank you, Sherry. Three dogs and a pony morning show.
Three dogs and a pony.
How about a dog-faced lying pony soldier and three other people in a dog?
No.
GB and the pronouns. Chasing the morning. Goldilocks and the three B's. Jesse and the Jesters. That's an Elton John song.
Should be.
Jesse and the Jesters. Never mind. Let's see. Three men, one lady plus one dog equals five bunch. Three cool cats and a country crooner. It's on my Facebook wall if you'd like to check it out and participate. Maybe I should up the prize because currently it's nothing.
Yeah, that probably would help.
So maybe we'll come up with a...
Yeah, you get the pros out when you throw some big prize out there.
Happy hour.
Let's see, what have we not done yet today?
Jaqueline.
Yes, that's right. We got to talk to her. Looking forward to that. It's been a week, I think, since I've...
Oh, that's great. Hold on. I'm going to let you go on air.
Oh, this is a name?
Yes, hold on.
Who is this?
This is great. This is Weezer, and she's got a great idea.
All right, Weezer, let's hear it.
The Lady and the Champs.
The Champs or the Tramps?
Champs.
Champs.
Oh.
Champs.
Champs.
You are our champion, you know.
Well, I really appreciate that. I try to be a champion for a great cause.
And Spotlow has the champion laugh.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah. Spotlow.
I listen for that laugh.
Was he here this week?
Yes, he was here Monday.
Okay.
Bye, gang.
Thanks.
Bye.
We will take your suggestions under advisement. It's 4:28. Jacqueline, coming up.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your updated market report for the first 6 months of 2020. Home sales in the River region are setting records every month. There were 200 more homes sold in June than in May, even though the state was locked down with closed businesses, schools, and restaurants. I closed a house last week, and the interest rate on their loan was 2.75. In my 42 years in real estate, I've never closed a loan at this rate. Their new payments with taxes and insurance were almost $200 less a month than the rent they've been paying in a house in Deer Creek. We've had several listings with multiple offers just in the last week. If you've been sitting on the fence renting, stop it. Buy a house now. Sell yours now. Call your source for all your real estate needs, the Goodson Group. Call the Goodson Group at 551-0225 or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net.
At Capital City Body Works, they're not satisfied until you're satisfied. If it's auto body repair, glass, or upholstery, they do it right. They work with all insurance companies and have a lifetime warranty on repairs. Call Capital City Body Works at 271-AUTO.
We know Jeff Coleman is the mover and shaker. As the proud father of three Alabama girls. As the loving husband of Tiffany. We know him from his signs all over the 2nd District of Alabama. And we know he's running to be our congressman. What kind of congressman will he be? That's easy. Jeff Coleman's a can-do kind of guy. Support President Trump across the board? Coleman can do. Fight to help our president build that wall. Strengthen the Second Amendment. Lower taxes? Coleman can do. Push the socialists and liberals back hard? Coleman can do. Let them whine. Jeff Coleman's a conservative businessman. like President Trump, he moves and shakes till our conservative ways win out. Keep Alabama and America great? Coleman can do.
I'm Jeff Coleman, candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
Hey, did you hear that Jeffrey Epstein's confidant, Ghislaine Maxwell, is wearing paper clothing to reduce the possibility that she might accidentally have somebody come in and kill her. What do you think her life expectancy is?
10 days at the most.
We said that with Epstein, and we were right.
Yep.
We were right. You know, you think, wow, this is the most notorious arrest in the country the whole year, or whatever it was. And they got him.
Yep.
So I don't think, because this is going to pull, if she actually gets to talk and cooperate.
Never happen.
The names that would come out on pedophilia.
Mind-blowing.
And in spite of that, you still got a huge group in this country that's trying to normalize pedophilia.
Yep.
And sex with underage girls, like, yeah, this is totally okay.
Boys. And boys.
Emery, we'll get to your call right after we check traffic.
Well, good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We're getting back to normal around the area. Most of the accidents that we've been reporting on are just about cleaned up or taken care of. And we have got a lot of cars on the road. The boulevard is congested all the way around the city. Taylor Road is just slammed from Atlanta Highway to Vaughan. I-65 and 85, there are a lot of cars on the interstate today. I'm not sure what's happening, but we've got moderate to heavy traffic through downtown Montgomery. I know my ride in this afternoon was just slammed. Use caution, buckle up. We will keep you updated. Invisible Fence is following all recommendations to sanitize and to keep you and your pets safe. Everything's wiped down. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Support your local food bank with a donation today at hashtag Together Alabama. Now more than ever, people are relying on the help from others. I'm Stuart Vance, reminding everyone we're in this together, Alabama.
4:33, happy hour. Greg Budell, Terry Adams, Rosie Brock, and Emery on the phone.
Good afternoon, guys.
Hi.
Yes. I was out here poking around on a piece of ground, and I keep my radio on the deck, and I heard y'all discussing, you're trying to come up with a title for the name of your show? Is that it?
For the morning show.
Morning show.
Yeah, they've added Jesse Lynn, a local country singer, to the show.
Yes, yes. I've looked at her YouTube videos that Greg posted.
Good.
Wow, she's pretty and smart and really knows how to play that guitar.
That's what I hear.
She's a domestic goddess, too. She can cook. She does. she's a good farmer. I mean, it's amazing.
Great. But whatever you come up with, it needs to begin with the mouth of the South, which is what you are, Greg. in the nicest sort of way, I can say it. You're the mouth of the South. You speak for so many people that you maybe meet, maybe you don't, but
sure.
A lot of folks listen and just are so scared to call in or just don't have the time. Or
what's so scary about me? Understand that. I'm not.
I know. I've seen a picture of you. You're not that scary looking, really. But anyway, just started out with that, the mouth of the South, plus 3, 4, 5, 10.
Yeah.
However, okay.
I appreciate it. Thank you. It's a nice comment.
You're welcome. Keep it up. Bye.
Thanks, Emery.
The question is, am I worthy?
No.
Okay.
You speak question for a lot of answer. People, Greg. You do. I mean, I can't count the number of times people have called and said they want to yell the things that you get to yell, but they can't.
And that's another thing. It goes back to you put a Trump hat on, and good luck if somebody attacks you and getting some justice because you're wearing that hate hat.
Yep.
Garbage. 4:35. Jacqueline going to join us in a moment. Don't go away. Rich's forecast in 2.
When will things get back to normal? How many times have we heard that lately? While many of our medical heroes and fellow Americans are still battling this tenacious and deadly virus, we keep hoping that things will soon be back to normal. This is Al Crosby with Crosby Electric, and I Googled normal, and the top 4 synonyms given were usual, average, typical, and common. Wow, not very inspiring, huh? No one ever sat on their deathbed looking around at loved ones with a gleam in their eye exclaiming, man, I live such a life of normal. What if, after this crazy pandemic, we decided to live abnormally?
What if we were strangely joyful, exceptionally hardworking, unusually gracious, extremely forgiving? And what if we loved insanely and irrationally? What if? Sound impossible? Remember, friends, Luke 1:7 reminds us, nothing is impossible with God. Say no to normal.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Memories of last Christmas. Twinkling lights, laughter, family, friends, all seem so far away. Now is the time to look forward to making new holiday memories at Cavco Outlet's Christmas in July sale. Now through July 31st, shop huge savings on a variety of Christmas items priced 20 to 50% off. Everyday items like floral arrangements are also on sale, 20 to 75% off. New store hours are Monday through Saturday, 10 to 5. Shop the Christmas in July sale at Cavco Outlet on the Wetumpka Highway.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. Summer is here and it is hot and humid.
No doubt, and nobody wants to come home to a hot house.
Don't be uncomfortable in your own home with an old AC that runs all the time. Let a comfort specialist from United give you a free estimate on a system replacement or an evaluation of your ductwork.
That's right. We also specialize in ductwork and airflow, too.
There are a lot of times your AC runs for a long time because you're losing most of your cold air in your attic. So remember, sealed and properly sized ductwork will help your AC not work as hard and help save energy.
Don't waste your hard-earned money cooling your attic. Give us a call today.
Stop throwing money away on high utility bills and call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. I think the big story over the next few days will be somewhat fewer storms on the radar and hotter temperatures. Scattered thunderstorms will still be around well into the evening hours before they fade out overnight. Low temperature in the mid-70s. Then for tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday, a little hotter each day, like 93 tomorrow, mid-90s on Saturday and Sunday. I think we'll be close to, if not exceeding, the 105 danger range on the heat index. And scattered thunderstorms will still be around. They will be most numerous, of course, in the afternoon and evening hours. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
If you're trying to figure out what someone said because you couldn't understand them while they were wearing their COVID-19 mask, now there's the Mumble Mask Translator. Just point it in the direction of the person mumbling through their mask and you'll understand what they said instantly in a hospital.
Are my test results back?
The Mumble Mask Translator works in every situation, like an assisted living facility.
I think you need a hearing test.
It even translates when you go through a drive-thru.
Orensing Mahler sends Merble Flama Vanilla for Murd.
The Mumble Mask Translator. Get yours today so you can understand what the hell people are saying.
That's another part that killed some of the fun in North Carolina. You go into a place, you got to wear the mask inside. Mm-hmm. It's mandated. And then you try to talk to the shopkeeper. Back and forth, you know.
Jay Quellen.
Oh.
Where's Jay Quellen at?
Right here. Thank you for your patience, as always. Hey, we actually got you on within 5 minutes of the designated time.
I see that. I'm impressed.
I'm getting better.
And Leon's getting larger.
Drink, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
You remind me that a good friend of our show and his beautiful wife...
Alan!
...are proud parents.
Oh,
yay!
Baby was born Tuesday, Louisa Elaine.
Aww.
Tuesday after I wrapped up my time with Janelle in North Carolina, I was texting back and forth with Alan, telling him there's a reason I'm here. I drove 1,000 miles for 3 days just to have a little time. I said, this is the best thing that can happen to a man, be the father of a daughter.
Wow.
I'm so glad you went, too. You needed it.
Yeah, it was, and it was good. And boy, we got a nice response to our little selfie from the...
So cute.
Melanie's is the name of that place where we took that picture. And if you ever find yourself in Boone, it's a breakfast lunch place with outdoor seating. And it's, the food's good. It's quaint. It's right in the middle of the historic part of downtown.
And what, Janelle is so stylish.
Wasn't she with
so
the hat?
Trendy. I mean, she's just gold right there.
That's my goose.
She's just adorable.
So I heard Rosie spilled the beans that we're at coconut stage now.
Mm. We are a coconut.
Mm. Hmm.
Coconut.
Yeah. Feels like a coconut in there too, y'all. I'm not going to lie.
Well, I mean, having never been pregnant, I can't speak to the...
It's a very... I'm not that woman, though. Like, some pregnant women are like, oh, it's so beautiful and blah, blah, blah. And I'm over here like, uh-uh. Like, I don't really like the feeling. I don't like it moving in me. It's like the predator. I feel like at any minute it's just going to, like, eat its way out. Oh, I'm not that pregnant woman. I'm just like, yep, the means to an end. You got to be pregnant to have a baby.
True.
So.
I think people understand that. It's not like you're, you know, dissing life or anything like that.
No.
That's actually honest.
It's a beautiful process, but being pregnant is not an enjoyable experience.
It's very uncomfortable.
Is it worsened by the... weather we're having, the heat, humidity, it's really nasty outside.
And it's like one of those things where I have very easy pregnancies. So I will say that I will admit that I don't have any nausea. I don't have fatigue. I mean, I know women that have been horribly sick for, you know, the whole pregnancy. I'm easy peasy over here. But I will say it's hard to get comfortable. It's hard to go to sleep. You get restless leg, you know, you're... The baby starts, as soon as you lay down to go to bed, the baby starts kicking your bladder. No joke, you know? And you're like, ugh, what is this? Oh, the beauty of a human life.
Can I ask a question?
Anything you want.
How do you know you're getting kicked in the bladder and not some other organ?
Because I can honestly tell you. Because you have this urgency to have to go to the bathroom. Yeah. Like, to have to pee.
Yep.
So, you know... When I went for my 20-week scan, the ultrasound tech showed me, like, well, here's where her head is, and here's where her feet are. And I'm like, I could have told you where her feet are, because she's, like, thumping my bladder, and she's very low. So I can, like, every time she kicks or she flutters, I can feel it.
Wow.
And she's only going to get bigger.
Uh-huh. You know, as the pandemic, I should do this properly, as the pandemic... continues, the behavior stories that turn up in the news, especially involving couples, get crazier. Here's one from guess what state?
Florida!
Yeah,
my people.
25-year-old lady named Celestiera Thomas lives with her boyfriend and their baby son, Shame. They got into an argument over toilet paper on Monday night. The police could not figure out the specifics. Has just had something. She was probably using the good stuff and giving him the, you know,
giving
the
him
sand
one
paper.
Single ply.
One
yeah.
square, you know.
It got physical, and she scratched him on his shoulder like
scratched
a cat.
Him.
Probably got a little bit, you know. I know how that is. I used to work with that.
Yes, you did.
So anyway, she has been arrested for scratching him.
Domestic violence, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think, you know, we're seeing a lot of people, I think. I think you're seeing one of two things. You're seeing people that are just over it and losing their minds, or you're seeing people that just don't care anymore and they're losing their minds. Either way, everybody has lost their mind.
I agree.
Yeah, and that's why they seem determined to shut everything down again and keep people in these unnatural... It's not natural to be locked in.
No.
A month was unnatural. We're talking, I mean, that seems like ancient history compared to today.
House arrest.
97 days, Greg. I don't know what month you were living in, but, like, I was at home for 97 days, Stephen.
Wow. Oh, you were counting?
Yeah.
I'll bet.
Yeah.
Man, it's crazy.
I was putting notches on the wall.
I'm seeing Jay Quillen in black and white stripe.
Snagging a knife and going.
Black and white. If I didn't get out of there soon, I'd be in Tutwiler, okay? Like
black and white striped Victoria's Secret pajamas.
Ugh.
Making
with this big old coconut belly.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, I have to tell you.
Uh-oh.
Last year at this time, I was doing so well with keto, thanks to you. I remember going to the store to buy, what was that ice cream, the Renegade? Was that it?
Rebel. Well, yeah, I'm just eating the straight up Ben and Jerry's because,
same difference.
You know.
Yeah, same thing.
I don't think we can say Rebel on the air anymore.
That's true, you racist.
No, they're probably having to change the name of the ice cream brand now. That's how they're feeling.
Well, they're changing everything else. Why not? And anyway, when I went to Janelle's birthday in March, I bought a pair of nice, lightweight black jeans, good for a warm environment, look sharp, warm to dinner. And just threw them in my stuff when I went down, drove up to North Carolina. So we're getting ready to go out to eat, and I'm going to, this is the place I want to wear the good pants for. I could not wear them. Not unless I wanted to talk like this throughout the whole meal.
I told you, you could have until December 1st, and then we'll do keto again.
No, I appreciate the reprieve, and I do want to do it. I started back on Brussels sprouts today.
Brussels sprouts
are good for you anyways.
Yes, they are. Very healthy, and I had a half a chicken tender with no breading, you know, just plain chicken tender.
That sounds super depressing, Greg.
I stole it from one of the dogs. Because that's what my dogs eat. They eat pebble dog food, you know, science, that, whatever
kibble
that was.
Kibble and all that stuff.
But I grill them chicken tenders like Chase gets in the morning. That was the first thing I heard from Rich. Not, how are you? You okay after the long drive yesterday?
Where are the chicken tenders?
Yeah, chicken tenders for Chase. So, of course, they were in the car already. No doubt about that. Here's a story, though, that I'd like your take on. A study that worked with 1,600 parents of kids ages 2 to 5 found that almost half of households surveyed owned a dog. Kids from dog-owning homes are reportedly 30 and 40% less likely to have problems with conduct with their peers. In other words, kids who grow up with a dog in the house behave better.
I wonder why that is.
Well, dogs kind of subtly teach us the most important lessons in life, unconditional love.
Like, don't pee on the carpet.
Yeah,
that's one of them.
We're still working on that.
Well, and
I know.
Go ahead,
Rosie.
You did a story this morning about people who have dogs that pet dogs. It lowers their blood pressure and lowers the dog's blood pressure. So, you know.
Now,
so maybe kids that are raised in dog houses just are overall happier children.
Probably.
I would think. I wonder if they've ever done a study on petting women and how that affects your disposition. And well, no. I mean, we're adults.
Not the same thing.
Some of us are.
I'm getting the eye.
I know.
It works the same way with cats. Well, most cats.
Cats and women or cats and dogs?
Cats. Petting cats lowers your blood pressure.
It's good for you.
Cats hate you. They want you
dead. No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
Greg, I have 5 and none of them are like that.
See, Rosie, I feel like you are a cat person. A cat person and you make a mean dip.
I am.
mean dip?
You make a mean dip. Like, if I'm going to have a party, I want Rosie bringing the dip.
Oh, all right. Yeah, I got a couple good ones.
Hey, I knew it. I do see you as a cat person, though. I don't see you as a dog person.
I did have a dog, but, you know, they require you to be home to let them out sometimes. And that was not my thing. Cats take care of themselves.
You better believe it.
Right, and you have that awesome cat sweater at Christmas.
Yes.
See, I love it, Rosie.
She is special.
I do. I love it. I love everything about it.
Another thing.
I have a cat named Maverick.
Maverick. Aww. Good name.
I don't remember meeting Maverick.
That's because he hides from people.
Oh.
He's not very personable.
See, they hate you.
No, they don't.
Yeah, I mean, like, he vomits everywhere.
Oh. They're just not going to put up with any of your junk. That's it.
Well, my favorite Mimi from the whole shutdown was one, you know, it was one of those cats that has that, you know, that look. Like, I am a superior creature.
Yeah.
And the cartoon bubble with the cat's photo said, Deborah, I need to speak with you about this time, extra time you're spending around my house.
Yeah, that's about right.
That made me laugh out loud. another thing that, you know, in addition to renaming everything that might have even the hint of some kind of troubled past or connection to the Confederacy or somebody that, it's unbelievable. Saw a thing today on what you can say to a coworker about how they look and what they're wearing. And the safest word they came up with in this study was snazzy.
Snazzy.
That's an old word.
It is.
It's a very old term.
Yeah.
But
you look snazzy. You're the bee's knees, Greg.
There you go. Hey. So they describe snazzy as the safest word you can use to compliment somebody.
Yeah, like, what is wrong with you? Like, what? Yeah. What?
Snazzy. Yeah, I could see that.
I think it's snazzy.
Snazzy.
It's swell.
Swell, groovy. Other words that were considered acceptable. These are all very old school. Neat. Slick.
Slick.
Nifty.
Nifty. Wow.
When was the last time you used nifty in a sentence?
Not for a long time.
Been a while.
Yeah, me too. Usually when you use the word slick, you're using it insulting, like when somebody does something awkward. Hey, that was slick.
Yeah, like Slick Rick.
Yeah.
Yeah. And neat is a word I have never experienced, nor is it a word that I practice. Neato, there you go.
Yeah.
I heard that on Leave It to Beaver. That's what I did in Boone when I was trying to just detox. I was trying
to
stay away from news. Yeah, it was on early in the morning. Because
I pretty much
kept my schedule. And, but I mean, from a cultural standpoint, it's funnier to watch it that way. Because they got a 30-minute episode. First of all, Beaver got lettered in some sport, which on itself was kind of hard to imagine because he seems so unathletic.
Uh-huh.
And then there's a banquet where they give the kids their letter, and the whole episode was about, should I wear a jacket and tie, or...
Did he ask Wally's opinion?
Yeah, Wally told him, hey, you little jerk, you're supposed to wear a jacket and tie. And eventually he does, and then Beaver's picture is in the Springfield newspaper with some athlete that used to go to the school that gave him a special...
Well, now you've just ruined the whole thing for me. There's no need to watch it.
Oh, no, there's plenty more.
Oh, yeah. That show was on for 7 years. You can watch him grow from a cute little beaver to a big...
Chunky beaver.
Awkward one, yeah. He was... one of the most mortifying moments was in third grade. Miss Martin, my teacher, a dowdy sort, white hair.
Dowdy?
The wire glasses.
Did she have the little pearl things at home? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, glasses. They all did. It was like a uniform.
Exactly.
And
you go to Catholic school, Greg?
No, I did not.
Yeah, I feel like you would be like a great like Catholic school boy.
No, didn't go to Catholic school.
I think it was Joey. Joey was the Catholic.
Yeah, Joey's the Catholic.
Joey did. I knew that.
And I don't know how the TV show came up, but it was like in a little lull in the class, and Miss Martin, a devoted bachelorette, I suppose,
spinster,
brought up the show and said, of course, we all know who looks like the beaver in our class, and she looks at me.
What?
Yeah.
I don't look like the beaver.
I didn't think I did, then or now.
No.
Although I'm going to need to see documented evidence of this. Yeah, like, I'm going to need to see a third grade picture of Greg.
I'll find one. In fact, I'm working with Dan Black. I've got to get a project finished that'll kind of, we're going to do the life story bio, just a neat little thing to show people what you can do when you're celebrating somebody's occasion with Dan Black Studios. Well, Jacqueline, we appreciate your time as always. It's 4:54. Anything else that you wanted to mention?
No, I'm good.
You were great. Yeah. You're great at what you do. Court's busy.
Oh, my goodness. I had a 3.5-hour hearing this afternoon.
Oh, wow. Man.
Yeah, on Zoom, which was actually very interesting. It was very effective. But, courts are open. I filed 3 divorce petitions today. I've had 2 hearings. I had an adoption this morning. So things are going really well.
And you didn't have time to make lunch in the middle of all that?
No, I grabbed some lunch real quickly. But I did make Steven's lunch. This morning before I went to work.
Wow.
Look at that mom of the year over here.
Yeah, I'm telling you, really, that's amazing that you manage all of that.
I might cook dinner. I haven't decided yet.
While carrying a passenger on board that's kicking kicking your bladder throughout the day.
The predator that's inside me. Yes.
How's Dana and the twins?
She's wonderful. Rosie.
Yes.
I need you to go on Dana's Facebook page when I get off the phone with you guys and show Greg the baby's newborn pictures from yesterday.
All right.
I will look forward to seeing those. In the meantime,
all right, guys.
For family law, they specialize in representing men in matters of divorce. But if you want an advocate, somebody you will know they are in your corner with ready legal knowledge, Dana Delk, Jacqueline Tomlinson. Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law, 819-4810.
The representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
We thank you, and we will look forward to talking tomorrow.
All right, have a good one.
All right, you too.
Thanks.
456.
Confidence, peace of mind, a way forward. During tough times, these are the things we all want. And with the personalized help of a Trustmark relationship manager, it's something we can find together. That's why Trustmark is standing by business owners. No matter what challenges you may be facing, we are here with a suite of financial services to help you find a path forward. Learn more at trustmark.com/business.
Hey, Central Alabama, this is Bruce Holding, and thank you for choosing CTE Outdoor Power and making Hustler one of the most popular zero-turn riding mowers. When I ask why CTE and why Hustler, you tell me it's because friends recommend both. You like our team of friendly professionals who help you select the Hustler that's the best fit for you, and that we take the hassle out of repairs and parts you might need in the future. You like the commercial-grade construction that goes into every Hustler, from the smallest 34-inch homeowner model all the way up to the ginormous 104-inch industrial model. Now, if some of you haven't discovered CTE and Hustler yet, now is the perfect time, because during the month of July, all Hustler Fast Track models are an additional $500 off. And get this, we're also offering 0% financing for up to 48 months. Now, who else does all that? Hustler Mowers and CTE Outdoor Power. I-85 at Perry Hill Road and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, we had an incident on I-85 southbound right at the interchange. If you're a little congested there for a few minutes, they did get that completely out of the way. But we have a whole lot of traffic on the interstates, moderate to heavy traffic. I-65 and 85 through Montgomery, expect slowdowns and be cautious. The boulevards are busy, as well as Taylor Road. The 31s are loading up now. Everybody's trying to get out of town on this Thursday afternoon. But currently, we have no accidents that we know of to report. Festival Plaza open for business. Stop by Bougie Nails and Spa, Sheer Experience, Winger Sports Grill, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Support your local food bank with a donation today at hashtag Together Alabama. Now more than ever, people are relying on the help from others. I'm Stuart Vance, reminding everyone we are in this together, Alabama.
We were just talking to Jacqueline Tomlinson, and she directed me and Rosie to look up Dana Delk's Facebook page to look at the twins. Oh, my God. What? Oh.
They're little angels. Beautiful.
All babies are beautiful, but that one photo, the expression, the facial expression is...
They're smiling.
Yeah.
They're so cute.
Little babies. Pretty amazing. I wanted to jump in. I had to run downstairs because the only charger that works is the one in my car. And it doesn't work as fast when the car is not running. I got it back up to 47%. There's a big